With Russian troops deployed in Crimea and the threat of war in Eastern Europe growing by the day, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned Russia's incursion.
A brazen act of aggression in violation of international law, in violation of the U.N. Charter. It's a 19th century act in the 21st century.
The secretary's words echoed those of NATO officials and major U.S. allies. Moscow says it is acting to protect Russian citizens and sympathizers in eastern Ukraine, a goal Kerry said can be accomplished without the use of force.
We ought to be able to work this out through the diplomatic process. If Russia chooses not to, there will be serious repercussions.
The secretary said all options are on the table to deal with the situation. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says America's diplomatic reset with Russia has failed.
And now it's time to respond with strength. I think it's important to talk about economic sanctions. It's important to talk about aid to the Ukrainian people. To get on the record, have Congress on the record supporting the inclusion of Georgia into NATO. So talk about the fact, look, Russia, if you want to threaten your neighbors, including the Ukraine, we're going to go ahead and talk about the expansion of NATO.
Other U.S. lawmakers say an upcoming G8 summit should be moved out of the Russian resort city of Sochi, which hosted the Olympics last month. Far from de-escalating the crisis, Saturday's telephone conversation between President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin may have underscored the limits of U.S. and NATO options in Ukraine, a country Moscow considers in its sphere of influence and whose embrace of the West Russia is determined to prevent. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.